Frederick Bastiat.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The Russians and the Chinese are now the nations that are leading the global order internationally. The United States no longer is actually the nation that is giving direction to the nations of the world. The nations of the world are making it very clear they have had it with empires, dictatorship, and harsh dealings with them over the decades, the last century. There's a new international order, again, at the time, Russia and China. And China is, you might say, in second position, second seat, co-pilot. But there'll come a time when Russia is going to change the direction she's going. And right now, Russia has no choice but to involve herself totally in Ukraine. But there's going to come a time when Russia is going to change and be forced to begin to focus on the Middle East. Now, I think she'll have that, she'll be able to focus on the Middle East because something is going to happen in Ukraine to kind of, that will probably bring an end to a great degree to that conflict. Right now, Ukraine is losing daily. It doesn't have the weaponry that Russia has. Even with American weapons, drones, guided missiles, Russia is able to interfere with the electronics and some of the missiles that the United States is sending, which are top of the line, probably not the best we have, but Russia's interfering with their trajectories, and sometimes they're not even detonating when they hit the ground. Russia is winning that war. And very soon, Ukraine, something is going to happen. China has a 12-step program. You know, we have our 12-step programs for alcoholism and drug addictions. Well, China has its 12-step program for insanity in Ukraine with NATO, Empire, the British. At some point, I think that this is going to, what we see presently is everyday conflict. Something's going to happen. Russia's going to change the focus, the direction toward the Middle East. But right now, China and Russia are directing the global order. America still wants to believe that we are, and there'll come a time when Russia's destroyed, when Russia's defeated in her campaign in the Middle East, there will be the United States and China. And the United States will have a global system for this country and for some of the European countries. But that system will not be the controlling system internationally. It'll just be one of two systems. What Russia and China have put together in a system, a digital system, is going to be and is the alternative for the nations of the world. They have a choice to go to stay in the unipolar world control network, or to switch over, which they're doing, into the multipolar world network, which is directed by Russia and China. When Russia's destroyed, it'll basically be China that is going to be the cohesive, as weird and strange as it may seem, to keeping the multipolar world alternative network of nations trading together in place. And by that time, the nations will have in their system, they won't really, in a sense, need China to dictate anything to them, because they're going to work with one another, even to the point of not allowing China making the mistake a second time. Well, I have to finish this thought in a second. They don't want to make a mistake a second time by tying themselves into somebody that's going to control them, a nation that will control them, China.
Hey, Sharp Community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Don't you know we need you now? We can't fight alone against the monster. America, where are you now? Don't you care?
Well, things are really are in focus more and more. To finish my thought, so Russia is, of the two nations, China and Russia, Russia will assure the nations that will be in the BRICS trading network, the ones that are in the BRICS presently, and all the other nations that are going to and have applied for membership, Russia will make sure that these nations will not be under any type of control by Russia or China, but that these nations will be able and will work together without a mechanism of control that can control them, a mechanism such as digital money, a digital economic system, which the West will have and which the multipolar world nations will have. There will be checks, balances, not like we have presently with what's happening in America with the petrodollar system and the new coming digital system of Antichrist in America, which will control everything. You can't, you won't do anything unless you swear allegiance, bow the knee, take the mark of the beast with this new Antichrist system. China, once Russia's destroyed, China will gravitate toward controlling all of the multi-world nations. But these nations, again, they are, many of them are very gun-shy because they know what happened during the decades and half a century that have in the past, what it's like to be controlled by the World Bank, by the International Monetary Fund, by the United States UN, controlled, directed UN, by even Red Cross, World Hunger, things of this nature that the United States has control over most of it. Well, they won't forget that once China is solo, Russia's gone, has been judged, China will gravitate toward controlling the multipolar world nations. They won't allow it. So China, in a sense, will be allowed to trade, but they'll not be allowed to control. Now, Chinese Defense Minister Li Shangfu, he revealed, this is just yesterday, that there's an ongoing, he visited Russia, and the purpose of the visit was to demonstrate the strength between Beijing and Moscow to the international community. And the United States is watching this. We, the American people, were too busy. Our lives are full. We can't see the big picture, in a sense. This is extremely vital to understand what has happened with Russia and China working together against the unipolar world control system of America, working together to destroy the petrodollar control currency, working together to stand against, jointly against empire and empire's global control. This is what has happened. Now I'll go on with an article. This was out of yesterday's, or out of today's actually, whatdoesitmean.com. He states, after my appointment as a defense minister, my first visit is made to Russia in order to demonstrate to the outside world the highest level of Chinese-Russian relations. The trip is also intended to stress Beijing's firm determination to strengthen strategic cooperation between the militaries of China and Russia. This has the administration, the present administration, this is what they're focused on today. They've been focused on this for almost 3 weeks, China and Russia, and what is happening with these two. He also said that Russia and China then signed a memorandum on cooperation between the Military Academy of the General Staff of the Russian Armed Forces and the Chinese People's Liberation Army National Defense Academy. This is something that the European nations are paying attention to. I guarantee you, Emmanuel Macron and the new Prime Minister of England, Scholz of Germany, they are all paying attention every day to any new developments with Russia and China. Every day. Not every other day. Every day. At the same time that Russia and China, they're strengthening their military, the Western powers held their G7 Japan 2023 foreign ministers communique. And in this document, it warns and it threatens, there are threats against both Russia and China for daring to make a more peaceful and economically cooperative world. They know this is disaster. This is doom. Doom for the G7, doom for Bilderbergers, Davos, doom for the G10, the G20. It changes. It'll be G19 when Russia's no longer there. It's not a G21 with China involved. No, they've never been involved. But the European nations and some of the NATO nations are part of this G10, 20, whatever the number may be, changes from year to year. They are wondering what they're going to do. Then immediately, the Chinese foreign ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin stated, "The G7 foreign ministers meeting has grossly interfered in China's internal affairs and maliciously smeared and discredited China. The communique is full of arrogance and prejudice. We deplore and reject this." Well, he's not lying. But then on the other side, we reject all of this and we reject any nation from interfering with our plan to invade Taiwan and take back that island. Now, Bloomberg News, I'm going quickly because I just have minutes. Bloomberg News. Members of the BRICS group, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are expected to outpace the United States-led G7 in terms of the contribution to the world's economic growth from this year, starting this year. And this is based on the latest International Monetary Fund data. The BRICS countries, this is not just Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. It includes another 26 nations. I think up to almost 40 total or more, that these BRICS countries are going to contribute 32.1% of the world's growth compared to G7's 29.9%. I've discussed this in the past. There must be an alternate trading network, a network that is able to produce, trade. They have their own currencies that are, they're not going to nitpick. They're going to work together, because if they don't, the unipolar world nations will control them again. And they don't want that. They will work together. They're going to be forced to work together. There are these checks and balances where they work together, and yes, they'll diplomatically make the decisions needed. They do need Russia. They need the ruble. They need Russian the strategies that Vladimir Putin has, they definitely need that. And they do need China with her economic, she's a powerhouse. But presently, again, China is co-pilot. Russia's in the driver's seat. And Vladimir Putin is going to continue to put together and assist these nations to come in to a healthy network, economically viable, trading, commerce, and it includes the nations in the Middle East, South America, Africa, nations in the Far East, globally. Russia presently is pilot. But like I say, Russia is going to make a mistake and move with other nations into the Middle East, and Russia is going to be destroyed with the nations that move to invade Israel. I don't have time to rehearse this again today. Minutes. I only have minutes. But anyhow, China is co-pilot. Eventually, China will take the position of pilot. And the other nations will be careful to make sure China does not own them, control them, force them to go along with China's hegemonic objectives also. And these nations are going to do well. America, we as a nation, we have destroyed our culture. Because we've destroyed our culture, we are doomed as a nation. Our culture is what America is. It's not just, it wasn't just a president and a Senate and, you know, House of Representatives and a judicial system. Yes, that was the body that gave us direction. You know, they supposedly were to make the laws to protect the people. But even the people, we are a culture. You can take the culture of the Hispanic people in Mexico or the culture in Vietnam. The cultures, this is what makes up a nation, a culture. Israel, yes, they are a nation, but the culture that they have through their law, through Moses, through their religion, same with Russia. This culture is now sick. We are a sick nation. Culturally, we aren't what we were 20 years ago. As a culture, we have education is a disaster. We are not creating, we have not educated the young people to take over the responsibility of this great nation. There is, with education, it has become, rather than teach morals through via the Bible, Judeo-Christianity, it is now a nation that teaches the children the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, and even more powerfully, in a sense, is the worship of mammon, the worship of money. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will return in a few minutes.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Meller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi, Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right. And you
So the culture is not necessarily the government, a corrupt government or even a good government. That's not the culture. The culture is what happens when you have a government that protects the people of the nation, giving them, and we became a great culture really because of the Constitution. This is what made us a great culture, the Constitution. Freedoms, 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 freedoms. But now, someone has usurped our freedoms, and we know who that is. Now, we made a deadly mistake. There was another article out, and it is often the case in the Western media space, the most shameful facts about the Golden Billion, these individuals that are very, very wealthy. The Golden Billion are made public only when it is no longer possible to hide them. But even in this case, unpleasant confessions are made with numerous reservations and justifications. This week, this gives you the example, the International Monetary Fund released its report, which draws a long overdue conclusion about the rapidity, shrinking economic hegemony of the leading Western countries represented by the G7 under mounting pressure from the BRICS countries. The conclusion of the report began to urgently polish all the leading Western media. But one thing became obvious. Any victorious forecasts of the West regarding the BRICS in general and Russia in particular can be safely thrown into the wastebasket. The truth is that the Western media they don't want to admit to this country, all of them, not only in this country, but in the European countries. The European countries, it's a disaster. Their nations are a disaster, just like America is a disaster, economically getting worse. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You destroy and keep nations from getting inexpensive energy to run their industry. It always, never without a fail, industry slows down. They can't afford to manufacture, and you see the death of a city, the death of a nation. Globally, you're seeing the Europe is not the Europe that we knew 20 years ago. The economic, European Union is falling apart. America is falling apart. Russia's doing well. China's doing well. The BRICS nations, I just gave you the proof, they are doing well. These nations are prospering. They're the ones that are the new generator of everything in the world. Their economies are growing. They're manufacturing. They're producing. They're well off, better off than we are. Now, also, in today's whatdoesitmean.com, you know, in NATO, next to the United States, the second largest military power is in Turkey. And Turkey's forces are equal to the entirety of the European, of the armed forces of the whole European Union. And Turkey's a religious Muslim ruled over country, and it hasn't joined the godless Western nations in their sanctions of Russia. And the interior minister of Turkey, Süleyman Soylu, says the world has no lost love for America, and the West's efforts to impose its culture and values on the planet are doomed to fail because its hegemony no longer exists. One of the greatest dangers in the world is cultural terrorism, and we are facing cultural terrorism. This is really a good point. We are facing a cultural terrorism that's aimed at destroying the family structure, morality, the civilizations of nations, their history, our religion, our values, our traditions, customs, what our mothers and fathers taught us. America is losing its global credibility, and the whole world hates America. This is the attitude of the nations, but he presented it, I would say, more than adequately. He made it very clear. The European nations, Macron last week, Emmanuel Macron, God with us, Macron, he went to China, and he told China that we're not going to touch this issue, this matter on Taiwan. He goes back to Europe. He tells the European nations, hey, we got to get along with China. We need to, you know, America on one hand, China on the other hand, we need both. It's a delicate balance, but we have to make sure we don't cut ties with China, because just like the Arab nations, they finally have a friend with Russia and China against empire. And we need to have a friend also against empire, because empire is forcing us to send our finances, our military hardware. We have to fund this war of Americas in Ukraine, but we don't want to make enemies of America. But on the other hand, we don't want China to be our enemy, and we need China on our side so that if America decides to push too hard, come against us in a negative way, we need a friend. And just like with the Arab nations, now they have Russia and China that can protect them from America's plan to invade the Middle East. And let's make no doubt, let's be honest about this. America has objectives to occupy the Middle East. The biggest example, the latest example, during the Obama administration, Obama wanted to take over Syria and put in American forces. Truth will make you free. Rick Rodriguez, the President.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
He's still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Use promo code KHNC.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
The P.E. Gun Show, April 15th and 16th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. The show has hundreds of vendors selling firearms, ammo, accessories, custom knives, food, gifts, and much more. With a $500 shopping spree giveaway on Saturday and Sunday, CCW classes, and food all weekend, it's the perfect way to spend the day. Buy, sell, or trade. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
And, you know, this isn't beat up on the United States program. This is inform the American people what the United States has become. The people of this country are the people that are we live in a United States. But if you go back to the time of Jimmy Carter, if you would have understood back in those days the thought of a new world order, this is what this is beat up. We're beating up the concept and the reality of a coming new world order. And we in America are going to be dead center in that system, that global order of the ages. You would not have voted in Jimmy Carter. You would not have voted in even Ronnie Reagan or George W. Bush Sr. You would never have voted him in. These people are globalists. Or Billy Clinton, William Jefferson. You would not have voted him in, and you would never have voted his wife into positions of any kind of authority in any as a senator or any political position. Globalists or George Jr. These people are globalists, or Barack, Barry, Satoru, Obama. Globalists controlled by the people that have put together this and are controlling, giving direction to a new world order. Now, I know people fight and they scream and they rant and they rave that Donald Trump is an insider and that he is part of the network and he would never become president if he wasn't part of that group of controlling individuals. But the fact is, he worked in that system. He funded, he contributed to Hillary's political career and to the Republicans and Democrats and other Republicans and other Democrats. And he worked in New York City and he went bankrupt and he recovered and he knew the system. And so because of that, you think he's an insider. He is not a globalist. He is the only president of the last seven administrations. As the seventh administration, starting from Jimmy Carter, he is the president that did everything to keep America and to stop the progression of the New World Order control of this nation. That is who Donald Trump is. He is not an insider. He is not a globalist. That's why they hate him. He worked with Vladimir Putin. The two of them got along. They made deals together. He was able to work with the nations in the Middle East, some of the nations in NATO nations, a few of them, with other nations internationally, because they knew this individual as president of the United States was not a globalist. He was trying to free the, you might say, the sheep that were herded into the pasture for the kill. He's trying to get them out. He is not a globalist. This is what makes him different than the others. The reason that the MAGA people, anybody that's followed Donald Trump, he is not a globalist. He is not an insider. I am a fan of his, not because I like his politics, not because of anything other than I come from a biblical perspective. He is in the Bible. Just like Jimmy Carter, just like George and George Jr., George Sr., Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama, he's in the Bible. He is the seventh in a riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He is the seventh king of an empire, of an end time, a mighty ruling empire, the greatest empire ever to have ever existed in the world, due to technology, to DARPA and its weaponry, to economy, to communication, to so many things. This is why we are so great. But he was not and is not, never will be, a globalist. And Vladimir Putin, during Donald Trump's administration, he kept us out of the Paris Peace Accords. He's not a globalist. That's a globalist agenda. He kept us in the United Nations. He stopped funding to some degree the United Nations. He stopped funding our global armies in the NATO network. He told them, you pay your own, you ante up. We're not going to fund all of your war objectives. You are going to fund your own objectives. He told this to Germany, to all of them. How dare this man tell these globalists what they are going to do? And they're all globalists. So this is why Donald Trump is different. He is not a globalist. You try to find me proof that he's a globalist, I'll change my opinion. But he's in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He is there with Barack Obama and the others. So, if you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind, and you want to be globalist, be people, you'll have a globalist society. Rick Rodriguez.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 7 to 8 foot tall autumn glazed maple trees, now only $139.99. 5-year-old 4 to 5 foot tall Austrian pine trees, now only $279.99. The early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now at the Tree Farm.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Furnage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever seem to be it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor, I'll help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you try to change things? Use the power that you have.
He took it upon himself to drive out to the Eastern Plains and get a chicken or two and then bring them for the middle of our party. So we had this live chicken.
I believe we're going to have a 2024 presidential election. But let's say we would. You're going to vote for, any of you like Ron DeSantis. Is he a globalist? This is how you have to view things. What about Ted Cruz? Is he a globalist? What about Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Go to War Graham. What about Joe Biden? What about all these men that are in his cabinet? This is how you have to view things. Are they globalists? Are they pushing Are they, is the purpose for their being in these positions they're in globalism? What about members, these men that are appointed to the senior executive service? Are these individuals globalists? What about the mayors of these nations throughout this country? The cities throughout this nation. Are they globalists? Have they bought into the globalist lie? Have they bought into, climate change? All of the 1 to 50 points to be a recognized globalist? Are they the governors of the states of this country? Are they globalists? This is how we have to view things, because this matter of globalism is something that is prevalent in the Bible in the time in which we live, especially the last 40 years, but more importantly, the last decade before Christ returns. What are these people in the multipolar world, what are they fighting? It's not just America and American military. They're fighting globalism. They're fighting Agenda 2021, Agenda 2025, Agenda 2030, Agenda 50. This is what they're fighting. It is demonic system of control and protect Mother Earth. No, the Mother Earth is going to be just fine. You can't destroy, though they may try to destroy Mother Earth, they won't. King David in the Psalms, he said, the earth is forever. The earth is forever. As long as mankind is on this earth, the earth will take care of herself. You don't need man to stop producing gas, monoxide, all these things. The earth takes care of herself. Look at the spill you had with the Exxon Valdez. The earth took care of it. They went in there with paper towels and absorbed the, you know, cleaned off the ducks and the fowl and all this. But eventually, Mother Earth took care of it. Enzymes. The earth is forever. King David said, the earth is forever. The globalists are not forever, ever. We have to realize who the real enemy is. This is the Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. Who are the globalists? You have to do your homework. Talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Steve from the Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado. We're looking for some technicians. If you're looking for a place to work where they don't expose you to dangerous chemicals, where they don't yell at you, where you're not forced to work like a slave, then you look forward to going to work every day. Come talk to us. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, in Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.